Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, stupid world records, sex doll heads, and Captain Dave. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Hey, suck my kiss my
That's not right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Stupid world record.
Oh.
A Chinese nunchuck master.
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Right away, we're out in the weeds. Has set the Guinness World Record for most matches lit with a nunchuck in 1 minute.
All right, this actually sounds pretty cool.
Okay, did
I watch this? I watched this video.
Explain this to me again.
Nun is it's.
I know what nunchuck.
I used to think it was nunchuck.
I always said
like numbskull, but it's nunchuck.
Nunchuck,
and that's short for like nunchucky or something.
Nunchucka.
Nunchaku.
So there's a match that's fixed to something, and then he chucks his nun and then lights it off of it.
He has a bunch of guys standing in a line.
The friction from the nunchuck.
And they're all holding a match out.
Yeah.
Okay. How cool. I like this.
And then he goes by and whips that nunchuck thing and it lights the match.
Now, this is a
he's got to hit it just right.
Right. Really? Without snapping the match.
Now, in the preview, they show him, he's got one of his buddies who's got a match in his mouth.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
That's a buddy.
And then he takes that thing and swings it at him and lights. Now, that's scary.
Yeah.
You miss there, you break the guy's nose, cheeks, or teeth.
Sure.
So I was thinking, oh, cool, he's going to line up all these guys. No, they're all holding it in their hand.
But, the record is 21 matches.
Okay.
In 60 seconds.
And he did, that's what he said? Or
yes, that's what he did.
You don't like this,
he
huh?
He has the new record.
You don't think this is kind of cool?
So somebody had that record before? That's amazing.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Somebody had that record before that? Yeah. And before that? And
It is a lost art, Christy, practiced by Kung Fu. Is that Boeing?
This is cool. I could practice doing this for 33 years, and I could never be able to do this. This is incredible. Here,
yeah. I remember when I heard Most Men Smoke. But Fu Manchu, the first
time. Oh, that's hilarious. Nice. Yeah. That's
lost nice. Yeah. My mind.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, I laughed for 10 minutes.
This guy's real job, he has a one of those stop smoking clinics.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's scared to ask for a light. Yeah, this guy's going to come and put it in your mouth. No!
You get hit in the face. And you.
Have you
seen the little guy on the
internet?
I
was just about to bring this up. The little guy doing the Bruce Lee.
For move, a Bruce Lee nunchuck routine from some movie.
Yeah, and...
He can't be four or five years old.
Yeah, I think he's,
it's
four.
Amazing.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to send this to you, Tom. It is incredible.
Mm, wow. Well,
and Bruce Lee is behind him doing the exact same routine.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's incredible.
It's one of those things where at the beginning of the video, you're just like, oh, this kid, he's probably half doing it. Maybe the parents think it's cute that he's doing this. And then the more you're watching, you're like, no, he is move for move. He's got this.
Yeah. Wow.
He has watched it. He's studied it. It's pretty cool.
He's either going to be a movie star or an assassin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he has the look. He looks at you and it's like, oh my God.
Were nunchucks actually ever used in battle?
Yes, they were actually used by ancient convents, which is how they got the name nunchuck.
Really?
That's
yes.
True.
Because I had no idea.
The sisters would hide them under their habits, and then they would attack.
And originally, they would throw them at the offender, hence chuck.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Nun.
And I know what you're thinking. Those robes would get in the way, and that's why they'd take the robes off, and they'd be wearing kind of lingerie.
Right, yeah.
They were not getting in the way of the
very
nunchucks.
Very sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many nuns could a nunchuck chuck if a nunchuck
could chuck nuns?
Answer is six.
And they got tired of going to pick up the nunchucks, so they put a chain in between it so they wouldn't have
exactly.
So that's so that's why they're different than sticks.
No, they're still
which is also used in Kung Fu. Essentially the staff is just a big stick.
Oh yeah.
But having that chain in the middle makes them
whip.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the gun still trumps all of them, I think.
Gun beats nunchuck, I think. Yeah. I think.
Just a general rule. What's the scene? Is it, what's the scene where the guy, someone comes at him with a whip?
Ark.
Yeah, Raiders
right.
of the Lost Ark, and he just whips out the gun. Boom, this is over.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can.
So he's got the big scimitar or something? Yeah.
Yeah, so you get some guy with the nunchucks. Just, sorry, buddy. Like to meet my friends from the Colt factory. Okay. Well, we'll post this video on the various Bob and Tom social media platforms, and we'll dig up the one of the kid, huh?
Yeah, I have it on my. I'll retweet it, but yeah, it's incredible.
Sounds
Tom.
Mildly
You'll
amusing,
love it.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun.
Sometimes kids do adult things, and it's cute. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
You know what's a really cute thing kids do, Josh?
Josh used to be fun. What happened to you?
What happened? The same thing happened to all of us.
True.
It's Griswold. It's in the water.
I'm just being silly. I love stuff like
that. And now we got another one to put up with, and he's real nice now, but you wait. Oh. You wait.
Give him a couple months.
Just wait till I break you guys. It's over.
That's
it's over.
Exactly
here.
Right.
It's been a lot of messing around. We're going to tighten it up.
And I'll tell you what.
We're going to tighten it up, people.
There is one thing. Even I obviously still have little kids.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of little kids, obviously. And but the one thing I don't like, and maybe I'm the only one, I don't like it when little kids sing serious love songs.
I'm a little uncomfortable
with
it. Some of those kids bop thing get a little close to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
You're four.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
You think you're singing about an actual milkshake.
Uh-huh. No, it's that ass. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I guess that'd be boobs, I guess.
Yeah.
Milkshake.
Yeah, we could go on forever.
Sex doll manufacturers are saying they have experienced a spike in sales thanks to the pandemic. Online sex store Cherry Banana.
Yes.
Told Vice News, we've doubled our cherry doll sales since March. Sex Doll of Australia echoed those sentiments, saying since the hard lockdown stage of the coronavirus in Australia, we've experienced an increase in sales of 30% to 40%. Online sex store Southern Treasures reports we're struggling to keep up with demand. They're selling like hotcakes. Cherry Banana said they've also received a number of unusual requests.
Like...
dolls without genitals, Pat.
Oh, all right.
A doll with three breasts.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of requests for custom-made heads.
Oh, boy.
Remember the story we had? There was a place you could send.
Yeah.
You were supposed to send something like three different angled photographs, and they would.
Go ahead and make your fantasy sex doll there. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you have to have permission.
Right.
Because with good reason these days, you need to have permission to use photographs. I fully understand
right.
that.
Right.
Right.
Could you send three shots of, I don't know, Christy, who? Cary Grant? Who would be?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Yeah, as fresh as today's headlines. Yeah, Cary Grant.
Zac Efron, maybe.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, they do. If they do like a Zac Efron, like, do they have to do? Do they have to do like? Well, it's Zac Efron, but it's spelled Z-A-C-K, the letter F dash Ron.
Yeah.
So legally,
I love right. stuff like that.
Right.
Legally, we're not in trouble. I don't know.
Cary Grant, right out of his mouth.
Okay,
like
Christy.
It was just happening,
Christy. Yes. This is a stretch here, but God, if you were to get a sex doll,
Willie hit the nail on the head. Zac Efron would be it.
And I do want to say there was a little bit of kind of I don't know, sort of poetry of words that his last name was F. Ron.
Yeah,
you could imagine F is a pretty funny word in a.
Okay.
Thank you for the appreciation.
I thought you meant like F. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, no.
Like he's a super fit religious guru.
Efron,
we had one of those life-size cardboard cutouts of Zac Efron.
It was a gift.
Yeah, one of the ladies had that in her office to look at a lot.
Well, it was my gift, and she took it, but that's okay.
Now, Josh.
Yeah,
I'm glad you let it go.
If you were to have a celebrity doll...
Oh, man.
Opt for a movie star, or would you go for someone from the world of the erotic that you enjoy so much?
Boy, oh, boy. Probably. Well, you know, there are plenty of porn actresses out there that sell their likenesses on...
Dolls?
Well, maybe full... you know, I don't know about full-size dolls, but certainly different parts of their anatomy. And some do have... I will never forget going into
careful
some...
Careful here. Are you...
No, it's okay. Going into some porn shop... With a buddy of mine, I forget where we were. If
it wasn't me.
It wasn't where it may have been Amsterdam, and we looked, and you could buy Jenna Jameson's head in a box.
Really?
Yeah. We were like, oh,
head in a box.
When you opened it up, did she look surprised?
slightly. It looked like it would take a little bit of work to actually get her to be fully surprised.
So she licensed that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And can you imagine if she was at some signing event and a guy walks up and hands her head to sign?
I promise you that has happened. Yes. That has to have happened.
Do you want it on the forehead?
Man. Not for me.
I heard these dolls are getting so popular. HBO's, they're doing a TV show about it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's called Guys and Dolls. It's a reboot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the real sex dolls.
I got the hole right here. Her name is Paul Revere.
She can do.
Can do. Everything my wife won't do.
That whore
can
do.
In the can do.
That whore can do.
What's the most famous song from that?
Chicago, maybe? Dolls.
Chicago. Is Luck Be a Lady in that?
God, I love
Luck
that
Be
song.
A Lady
I'm tonight.
Yeah, that's a great song. God.
I can hear the thundering feet heading toward Google right now.
I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, there we go. Now, have you seen this thing that... do you have a trailer hitch on your Jeep?
I do.
Yeah, okay. I have a trailer hitch on my car, too.
Are you talking about the bumper dumper?
Have you ever seen the bumper dumper, Josh?
I have seen the bumper from this show,
It's a toilet seat that just pops into your trailer hitch.
Yes, boy.
Now, the key to that is make sure that when you're using it, someone doesn't drive the car away.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be a great scene in kind of like a Buster Keaton-esque scene?
Hey! Some wacky bros had to have done that with somebody.
By the way, someone listening, please tell me, did they ever find out why that guy jumped on that truck? In Florida.
And good question.
He was hanging onto the windshield.
Right.
Did they ever find out what happened?
I have not followed up on that.
It looked like it had all the markings of a lover's spat, is what I thought.
I thought it had all the markings of a meth incident.
Wasn't it just some random... Anyway,
but he was naked, and our friend Todd McComas taught us that...
Very weird.
meth guys get
tend
naked.
To disrobe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of curious if we knew what had happened.
Yeah, I don't want
there.
To speculate too much.
Here. Okay. Speculum too much.
Not speculum. Speculum.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh. Hey, old skipper, Captain Dave Shark Hunter. How are you guys doing this morning?
You enjoying Shark Week, are you, Captain Dave?
Let me just tell you something. I just wrote a letter to those shark-loving human canker sores at Discovery Channel, so tell me what you think. Let me get this out.
Oh,
here.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Dear Discovery Channel idiots.
Yes.
I'm writing to complain about your marathon knob polishing of sharks known as Shark Week. Yeah, and please forgive my sloppy handwriting. I have to hold the pen in my teeth because both my arms have been bitten off and cramped out by your big star. And I ain't talking about Mike Tyson. The champ only took off a hunk of my ear, and he's promised to fish that out of the toilet for me in case it can be reattached. Why are all you gooey over sharks, huh? All you damned little sack licks, what's wrong with you? There are plenty of other sea creatures you can celebrate. How about Seahorse Week?
I love seahorses.
Or Lamprey Week.
Oh, yeah.
If you need something scarier, how about Skid Week? Huh?
Squid. Those squid or skid? What?
Yeah, skid or skid?
You meant squid.
Squid?
No, you didn't.
You said skid.
He said skid.
It's only a matter of time he stopped using
words.
I'll
tell you that.
I've been drinking. Those leggy bastards squirt ink, and do you know how hard it is to get ink stain out of clothes?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Very bad.
Oh, God. Or do something really terrifying, like dedicating a whole week to those little fish that swim up your wiener. Into your Eureka. That'll get every man in the country cranking, huh, won't it?
Yes.
All your shows do is dredge up painful memories for us poor victims of these swimming buzzsaws. I'll bet your audience, if they were ants, you'd magnify glass all week, wouldn't you? Yeah. Even your commercials are cruel. You're running Nike ads. Well, that's helpful, since I could sure use a pair of running shoes. Something to match my peg legs, maybe?
Shark bit them off.
Yeah, because everything from my knees on down was turned to shark turds years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Is this still the letter?
Your damn next promo, you damn fools. Signed, Captain Day.
There we go.
Hey, okay. Clappy, come over here and lick this stamp. I can't. The damn peg tongue... I'm more wood than a ventriloquist dummy.
I have no idea. He didn't know that.
Goodbye.
So long, Captain Dave.
Peg tongue. That's good.
Boy.
That is indeed rough. Now, Pat, I wanted to see if you've got your guitar out. I know there's some schools are already back, and it's a very tricky year. Certainly. And schools are doing different types of things. Some of them are doing every other day, some are doing virtual schooling, homeschooling. Very complicated. And I know that many of us have spent many of the last months doing the homeschooling thing, including you, Pat.
Yeah. We start again August 31st.
And I bring this up, first of all, because I want Christy to grab this news story about involving homeschooling and...
An Illinois school district banned students from wearing pajamas during online classes. The school district in Springfield has updated its school dress code policy for remote learning to say students cannot wear pajama pants, slippers, or hats while on camera.
No hats?
And classes start this month. Students are expected to follow the normal dress code guidelines as well, which means no hoods, sunglasses, bandanas, and other items.
From the waist up.
The district said students should also be sitting up, out of bed, preferably at a desk or table during remote learning.
Okay.
I get making them sit at a desk, but just let these kids... just let them wear a dang hoodie if they want to.
Pajamas to school even during school.
Are they going to do like a stand up for your pants check?
I don't know.
Should do that. I will say this. On Tuesday, I was doing a Zoom therapy session, and my therapist was noting how we're not having real life anymore. And he's like, for example, you might not be wearing pants. Like, I know you're wearing pants, but you don't even have to. And that's why it's different. And I was not wearing pants. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to stand up. You don't have to challenge me.
I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, there may be a There may be a mental reason for this. You'd have to talk to a psychologist.
Right, but right.
To put them in the mode of being
in
school.
Yeah, I mean, there was always an argument that people in the old days of radio would dress up even if there wasn't an audience.
I mean, you fall asleep in your bed. Can you imagine? You fall asleep in school.
And potentially something, you know, kids need structure, that kind of thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
This is also...
It's tough. It's real tough.
Now, Josh, I know
don't envy you.
Josh, he's too modest to talk about it. Josh is currently... doing a very extensive reading of James Joyce Ulysses, but he was telling me...
Again?
Can I talk about this?
Sure. Yeah,
You have to wear nothing but underoos when you do it.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And there,
right.
Yes. And there has to be a rasher of bacon next to his left hand. Very, very...
It's complicated. But yeah. That's the way Joyce would have wanted me to read.
Is this still part of the Captain Dave letter?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.